Asshole.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your tilling couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is October 15th, 2012.
And this is episode 79.
Woohoo!
We're like one from 80.
I swear we just did 69. I feel like we just did 69.
And you remember when we did 69? Oh, it has been like 20 weeks.
That's crazy.
No, it's been 10 weeks. Because for episode 69, do you remember who we had on?
Jeff.
No.
Scott.
Yes, we had Scott. We had a lot of people on before. But yeah, we had Scott on episode 69, and that was roughly 10 episodes ago. So
that's crazy.
I know. It wasn't, long after Nerdtacular and a little bit before Dragon Con and everything. But yeah, we're the tilling couple. If you were in our house right now, and Renee, this is really turning Renee on. Because
it's different
because I smell like gasoline and Renee has this thing gas.
Okay, so it's not the used gasoline that was coming out of the tiller. It's for some reason I like the smell when I go to the gas station. I like the smell of the gas people putting in their cars. I don't know.
Because that's the smell of money.
And I've always liked it. I know other people that like it too, so I'm not that weird.
Yeah. So, yeah, we started a little bit late today because I went and rented a tiller hoping that it would rain a little bit. We would get more rain than we did and to till a garden. And basically, it's this garden that we're going to be starting in the spring and everything. We got a late start, which worked out great,
Yeah.
So I went and got a tiller from the rental place. It was a small one. And I did like two passes. Then I was like, I need a bigger tiller.
Cause it would have taken forever.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That other tiller couldn't handle it. I mean, it didn't have enough weight on it or anything else.
Yeah. It just wasn't getting deep into the ground.
Right. So I went back. I got a bigger tiller and then, I came, back to the house and started right away to, till the garden, and then you came out and you helped me and everything.
I did help. See, I helped. I helped.
Yep, and I got to use my straps that I bought from Supply Plus. Surplus Place.
And oh, that's nice. Finally.
Yeah. So yeah,
you felt all manly. I felt pulling all manly. Up in your truck.
I smell manly. I smell like.
If you smell manly, then I smell manly.
No, you smell beautiful. You smell like butterflies and honey.
Right.
You always smell like
butterflies. Dunked in gasoline. Dunked in used gasoline.
You always smell like
fumes.
Butterflies and honey, babe.
I didn't know butterflies had a smell.
You never smelled butterflies?
No.
They're like butterfly kisses.
I guess that's what you do in your. Blowing in the wind. I guess that's what you do in your spare time.
Something.
Smell butterflies.
She gives me
butterfly
kisses.
But anyway, this weekend.
Bob Carlyle.
I don't know that.
No, it's a song that everybody.
I've heard you mention it, but I don't know.
Yeah, that is the Christmas Shoes song that doesn't get done. Everybody gets tired of hearing the Christmas Shoes song during Christmas about the little kid that wanted to go buy shoes for his mom because she wanted pretty shoes and she ends up dying at the end.
You told me that.
And then there's Butterfly Kisses that everybody did about daughter and father's relationship. And, he called the butterfly kisses that his kisses that his daughter gave him butterfly kisses.
Oh, are you telling everybody else? Cause you already told me this.
Yeah, I'm telling everybody else. Right, see, even Sam and Natrix, she heard it and said makes her cry. I'm not sure which one. Both of them sad. Anyway, but, our intro music, speaking of music, is, provided to us by Pretty Lights Music, and I want to thank those guys. They're going to be doing like four parties during New Year's Eve in New York. They're like big time, and so I want to thank them. The name of that song is actually "Who Loves Me," And you can see their, you can get their songs and you can see the music they have at prettylightsmusic.com. And so I think we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. And before we jump right in, did you put your phone on mute, babe?
Of course I did.
Because you're awesome. So let's get on into a little bit of weekend wrap up. So this weekend, for some odd reason, I don't know why I was so excited about getting Renee her anniversary gift.
You were so excited.
And I didn't want to wait until our anniversary, and I was trying to figure out a way to give it to her, you know.
And I provided a way.
Yeah, because it was funny because you had went and got my anniversary gift, and you were trying to run me into the house
because I didn't want you to see it.
Because I was outside doing manly stuff, like I was pulling my cover off of Black Lightning for the winter. I was winterizing my vinyl cover. And so I was like, nah, come on in. She's like, it's your anniversary present. I don't want you to see what it is. And I was like, how interesting. Don't you come in the house then. I don't want you to see my anniversary present that I got you.
Did it did it arrive the same day?
No.
That's the one I got. Okay.
No. And here's my thing. I wonder how many people wish that you didn't have your mic like in front of your camera where it blocked your face and stuff.
Well, it's on purpose because I didn't put on makeup this morning. So.
Oh, that's not nice. Now just think about the people that's here live. They can't see your beautiful smile. And then like Strumpet, who may watch tomorrow, and the other people on YouTube, they want to see your beautiful smile, babe.
Better.
I don't know. We have to see what the people that are watching live had to say. But anyway, we came in and we would decide to go ahead and exchange, you know, anniversary presents.
Mm-hmm.
And Renee was awesome. And she got me a motion detector, LED motion detector for outside, for a light.
And this may seem like an odd anniversary gift, but
because it's more for the house than anything.
But every time you go to Costco,
right,
he would go down the lights and alarm system aisle just to tell the light system that he was going to come back and get it.
Yep, I said I'm coming for you is what I would say.
I was like, I'm just going to get this man these lights so he can stop talking to inanimate objects.
Now I got to find something else to go after at Costco. Every time I see that little giant ladder, I'm going to say, I'm coming for you. But I put that up. Yep, so I put that up on Saturday. And then what was your awesome?
And you even caulked it.
Yeah, I ended up caulking.
With the L, caulk.
Yeah, caulk. I had to caulk it with some silicone, clear silicone.
Yeah.
And then
and he got all over his hands, and he had to use fingernail polish remover to get it off.
Yeah, and it was funny because I read the directions. You know how I'm about reading directions, right?
Yeah, you just don't read them.
So I read the directions after. I read the directions right after, and it said, if you're wearing contacts, don't use this caulk. And guess what I put on that morning? I put on contacts because I knew I was going to be working outside and I didn't want a glare on my glasses. So how's that for reading instructions?
You need to read instructions because now that you're working with stuff around the house, you need to read the instructions first. I'm dead serious.
I did read the instructions on putting up the light.
No, but you need to read instructions on everything.
It was just caulk.
This is really important.
Caulk.
But anyway, so Jay gave me, my mom gave me a horse pendant for Christmas, and I couldn't wear it because I didn't have a chain, and I wanted a really thin, thin chain, and I saw one at Costco. I said, oh, that's so nice, but I didn't think he would get it for me, but he did.
Got her. It's a 17-inch, 14-karat white gold baby link chain. Well, that's what it's called.
A baby link.
It's called a baby link.
I love the little thin chain. So now I get to have my horse pendant with me wherever I go.
Yeah.
That may seem a weird thing, but if it seems weird to you, you don't know how much I love horses. So
right. So we did that, and then we were on Saturday. Friday, your sister Deidre came in, the one that we stayed with down in Atlanta, who's the allergist. She came into town and we hung out with her a lot this weekend, which, you know, you'll see in media, we didn't get to do a whole lot.
Sure did.
And you'll see, why. But, we got family and we'll talk about this in tech, but man, there was a tech explosion.
My family got tech and they shocked us left and right. Man, when we tell you this, you're going to be shocked and you don't even know my parents.
Right. So, and then, on, Sunday, we took Deidre to Costco before she left.
Oh, we didn't tell about the birthday celebration where we ate.
Oh, and we also celebrated Mr. and Mrs. Crocker's birthday.
Yeah, and Dad said, like, the person whose birthday it is gets to pick where they want to go.
Right.
And Dad knows that everybody is frugal, so he said Subway.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to have it for lunch, but Dad had to watch the game.
Yeah.
So we had to have it for dinner. And everybody was hungry again by like 7:30.
Yeah, it was crazy because people were like, I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
We're never doing Subway again.
So we're going to do Subway like for lunch. If we're going to do it for lunch, it's going to be for lunch.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So yeah, that was the weekend briefly.
Costco was great. Yep. We took everybody to Costco this weekend.
We did.
Cam and Mom and Deidre, except Danielle.
Yeah, Danielle and Dee didn't go with us, but that's okay. We'll pop on into a little tech.
Technology.
So when we talked about this tech explosion that happened at the Crocker House.
Explosion. Boom.
Boom, boom. Tech. So it all started. Mr. Crocker happened to lose his iPod. Yeah. Nano.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted to replace it and everything. And he shocked us all.
Yeah, because he wanted something bigger.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, you know, they have the bigger Nanos. He was like, no, I want one that, like, that size, pointing to our iPhone. And we were like,
oh, you want the classic?
We said,
you want the classic with the little dial at the bottom.
And he was like, no, I want that, like, that size. We're like, you want an iPod Touch? My jaw dropped. If my father is the furthest thing from tech savvy, he is fighting and screaming because eventually he'll have to get a new phone and it'll probably be a smartphone, but he's kicking and screaming all the way there.
Yeah.
So him asking for an iPod Touch is like me asking for...
to go to the shooting range.
Yeah. There you go. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's like me asking to go shooting range. So Dad ordered an iPod Touch right then.
Yep, he did.
Right that second.
And it shocked us to no end, you know, and it was just crazy.
And then shocked
us
again.
He pulled out another one, and then he turned around and he finally ordered a new iMac to replace his
seven year old
Macintosh.
Hunk of junk. And he had the huge tower. I don't know. I don't remember what it's called.
It's a power PC.
Yeah,
or
it was
whatever
huge. Somebody told him it was the best thing for him. And they, of course, they were lying. But anyway,
they were trying to get me to buy stuff. Your uncle.
Okay, they were misinformed.
Yeah, your uncle was the one that told him that.
I thought it was a salesperson. No, oh, yeah, I remember now. Well, he was uninformed. That's all. So
right.
He ordered a brand new iMac that very second.
Right. So
it's crazy.
They're all be coming in. So I've been doing a little research on how to move over from the PowerPC to that
Jay
one.
Jay has to do it all.
Well, I know he's a little nervous and stuff like that. Right. So, you know, we'll make sure that he'll get taken care of and get moved over and everything. So if push comes to shove, we just go to the Genius Bar.
This is true.
And then while we were at Costco on Sunday, when we took Deidre, she decided to get a new personal laptop for herself.
I was like, what?
And I was like, you guys are driving me crazy.
So we went to Costco and we looked in the... one that we were going to get was on sale, but she didn't like how the keyboard was.
Right.
So we looked at all the other ones, and there was a little higher end one, and it had the Beats audio system in it, and it was pretty.
Yeah,
it was, really
it was the HP Pavilion DV4, and they redid the DV4 series and DV6, and they actually won a couple awards this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So for both of those models. So she did great. She got those and everything.
Yeah.
And
and so we bought it, and we went up there, and we took the card up there for them to get it out of the little cage where they keep all the stuff they lock up. And they were like, oh, we just have that one. We just have the one on display. We were like, what?
Yep.
So they gave her a discount on it, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to wipe the demo mode and put it back to factory settings.
Right.
And the first guy that tried to do it, he was a little older, maybe.
Yeah.
And he didn't know what he was doing. And Jay,
I was getting a little
Jay
aggravated.
Was standing behind him, kept asking him stuff and telling him stuff, and he was getting aggravated.
Well, because he was doing it wrong, and I knew he was. And this is the other thing that ticked me off, was it? with it. When we talked to, when we were talking to him and asked him questions about, you know, do we get a discount because it's display only?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, if this was a display only, why did you buy it? I said, it wasn't on the ticket. Like, it's on this one over here. And I walked him over and showed him the other laptop.
Right, right.
And boy, I was like,
oh, I can't believe he said that.
You know, so that's what kind of set the atmosphere already.
Yeah. So then he left because he didn't know what he was doing. And a younger guy came in and he got done in just a second. So that was hilarious. So she got a new laptop. And Jay is getting everything ready for her because she's going to drive up next weekend. And so Jay got it ready for her.
Yep.
That was nice of you.
Yep. So got that ready for her. And then your mom
then
yesterday.
My mom shocked us.
What did she
crazy.
Do?
She got an iPhone 4S to replace her old
flip phone. Nokia
no,
flip phone.
No, it wasn't even a flip phone. It was
a flip phone.
No, hers was not a flip
phone. Yes, it was, Renee.
Dad's is a flip phone.
Your mom's was a flip phone also.
I know it's not because I remember she dropped it and the battery came off. And
babe.
It was flat in it.
It was a flip phone.
Okay.
I'm serious. It was the top of it came off and it was a flip phone.
All right.
Because I actually was holding it when I was putting the battery back in.
Okay.
But yeah.
So she got an iPhone 4S and she was ready to take the leap. She's more adventurous and ready to go out there. So
she has the iPad.
Right, right, right. So she knew the basics already, which made it really easy.
Right.
So we helped her get her voicemail set up and her email and all that stuff.
She'd been using Siri.
I know. She used Siri, been taking pictures, texting. I was like, go, mm-hmm. Mom.
Yep.
So it's been great.
All right. So there was a huge, outside of our personal own tech, there was a huge, huge thing that happened this past Sunday. It was the Stratosphere Jump, where it was sponsored by Red Bull. Felix B. I don't remember his last name.
Felix B. Baumgartner.
Baumgartner. He broke the record for the longest free fall. And he also broke the speed of sound in a jump where they went to the edge of space.
Yeah, and we were planning on watching it earlier, like a week before?
No, it was a few days before, and it got canceled because of bad weather and everything.
It was too windy, so they canceled it. I was like, aw.
Yep, so he made the jump. I watched some of the video, and it's interesting, you know. I mean, it wasn't as cool as Iron Man and Avengers, you know, but
you know, it was just him falling.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. So, he did that, so yay for science.
Yay, science. Science is awesome.
And it's funny, some people are like, isn't it funny that Red Bull is like leading up the sound, you know, space exploration or science stuff.
Well, they help to fund it because we know it's getting harder to get things funded. So
right, and I think funny. What was funny too was George Takei, which mm-hmm. rhymes with gay.
yep.
He did you see his Facebook picture he put up of Leo DiCaprio and Homegirl on the Titanic, and she said we're on top of the world, and then below it had Felix getting ready to jump out of the Stratos thing. Mm-hmm. And it said, bitch, please.
That's funny. I like that.
All right, Salmonatrix. You have a great one.
And, all right, bye, Sam.
Bye-bye. And with that, we're going to go ahead and pop into a little bit of media.
Media.
All right, so we had Ironclad to watch last week, which we failed on.
But my sister was here all weekend.
Yep,
so
we rarely.
I think I should get a...
A bye. Yeah, we got that because, I mean, she was in town. We spent a lot of time with family and everything. We had a good time. So, can't judge us. You can.
Don't judge.
You can, but
you shouldn't.
You're mean for judging us because we get to watch it. So, Wayne, stop it. So, what we're going to do now, we're going to go ahead and roll for this week. And let's go and see what we got.
We're going to watch it this week.
I know.
We got this. 151
is going to be The Pianist.
The Pianist.
The Pianist. Pianist Man.
What's this about?
You don't remember the pianist? It's about the Jewish guy?
No.
The Polish guy. Famed Polish concert pianist, Will Swalves, struggles to survive the onslaught of Nazi tyranny.
Oh, and he played for the... Oh,
yeah, he was playing, and all of a sudden...
I haven't seen it, but I heard about it.
You've probably seen, like, Spoofs or something like that, and people talked about he's sitting there playing the piano, and all of a sudden a bomb comes through the wall or something.
Oh,
like
really?
That. I mean, no, it was a spoof.
Spoiler!
I don't know if it happens or not.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
So...
The pianist.
So we're gonna get to watch a pianist this weekend.
Pianist.
I'm here coming up.
And in the next thing in the notes, I didn't even tell you, but I just found it out.
All right. Breaking news.
Yeah, we're breaking news. Aaron Paul is going to be starring in a new DreamWorks movie. Wait for it. Need for Speed. They're making Need for Speed into a movie, a game that has no plot. It's just a racing game, but yet they're going to make it into a movie.
Is this going to be the thing for Fast and Furious?
I don't know, but it's based on the video game. It says it's based on the video game, but it's probably going to be another Fast and Furious. So he's starring in that.
Jeez. So. What? Okay. Anyway.
So I just wanted to let you all know that because I like Aaron Paul. So maybe he might uplift something. He's good.
Vin Diesel couldn't do it.
Well, Vin Diesel isn't as good as the actor as Aaron Paul.
Shut your mouth. I can't see Aaron Paul playing.
That's because he's not Riddick. Buff enough. He's buff enough. He could.
Yeah. Screw that, man.
Anyway, so I won't go to the movie theater to see Need for Speed. I will look at it when it comes out on Netflix in probably about 2016.
Yeah, it'll go on the list of our movies by chance.
Yep.
And then also, we watched the first three shows of Mindy Project.
Man, and so good.
This show is pretty funny.
Yeah, and like I didn't think it was going to be that good, but it's really funny.
Yeah.
And she has a great, like, I love her humor.
Right.
It's like right up my alley.
Yeah, and it's almost like New Girl is funny,
mm-hmm.
right? And New Girl is like humor that's right on the edge of... So let's say there's a 30 to 35 humor level, right?
Mm-hmm.
New Girl is like 29 to 33, right?
Right.
Or, you know, I'll go ahead and say 25 to 33.
Okay.
Mindy is like, for me, I think she's like 31.
Yeah, she takes it a little further, which is, you know.
And it's like humor that we totally get. And mm-hmm. I mean, we get all the other humor.
Speaking of humor,
stuff.
I just have to interject. Modern Family was hilarious. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Modern Family was hilarious
as
well.
This is not a new show, but it was so funny this week. And you should go see it if you haven't.
Yeah. And the reason, this is one of the reasons why we didn't get to watch Ironclad, because our DVRs were over 80%.
Our DVRs are bad. Maybe we should stop movies by chance.
So we were watching that, and then we also watched the premiere and first two shows of Ben and Kate.
And this is when I knew I was gonna like. I was wrong. It was pretty okay. It's okay enough to keep on the DVR.
Yeah, for right now. And then also, if it happens to be on Hulu, we can probably just
no, because you know we don't watch things on Hulu, Jay. Don't even. You know what happens when we say, "Oh, we're just watching it on the Hulu."
We watch it on the Hulu,
and then we never do.
Yep.
So the girl Kate that stars in it, she is Melanie Griffith she's Melanie Griffith's daughter, which is crazy because I didn't know that, so that's pretty cool. And then last night was the Walking Dead season premiere.
Oh yeah.
And it was much better than pretty much all of last season.
Right.
The farm last season, it wasn't their best effort, but this time they made up for it. And characters I used to like, I'm starting not to like, but I think that's on purpose.
Right.
So, I thought it was good. There wasn't enough Michonne, but it was pretty good.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
That wasn't enough Michonne, but I assume it's going to come later and everything. And then also, we have a article here about Stan Lee wanting his heroes back.
He's suing Disney for Spider-Man and Fantastic Four and all the ones he doesn't, and X-Men. Right. All the ones he doesn't own, he's suing Disney for billions of dollars to get his characters back. And there's going to be a link in the show notes. But
well, I'm excited about that a little bit.
I hope it works.
I hope it works, but that's going to be a tough fight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope it works out and everything. And I was worried when, you know, not hating on Disney. So, you Disney folks out there, don't, you know, start getting angry on me and stuff like that. But I was worried about Disney taking Marvel and stuff like that. But I kind of felt a little bit better after thinking about it. Disney also owns ESPN and some other things. So, you know, we'll see how it goes and whatnot, and you never know. Good luck, Stan Man.
Stan Man.
Hand in my pocket, man. and then also, closed beta invites are going out for Marvel Heroes. Rockjaw, that used to be the customer, customer, a big time, I forgot what they call those people. There you are, like
community managers.
Community managers, thank you. From Star Wars, he actually went to go work for Marvel Heroes. And they're starting to close beta for Marvel Heroes. So haven't heard anything. And even if I get in, I can't say a lot. You know, I hope I get in. But I'm excited because Luke Cage is going to be playable. Black Panther. Deadpool.
Awesome.
And Storm.
All my
the
cool characters.
Storm with the mohawk. And bald head, well, you know, with the mohawk. It's going to be freaking awesome.
I'm very, very excited. So, and like I need another MMO, but
the cool
it's
thing
Marvel.
Is, and it's free.
It's free to play.
It's free to play.
But we have to buy it.
You do?
Is it free to buy? Like, it's free totally?
I think it's free totally, but we'll see. But we know there'll be a lot of kids playing and stuff like that, too. nothing against kids or anything else. And then you have one here for WoW update.
Right. I was just going to say, tell them how we've been doing on WoW.
Oh, I thought you.
You thought it was official WoW update. Yeah, no, it's just a personal WoW update.
So, yeah, we reached level 76 in WoW on our pandas.
Yay.
We didn't get to touch our pandas since Thursday.
Yeah, with family in town. We didn't do anything.
Well, we did go in and we were able to get one buff of enlightenment.
Right.
So the good thing is, too, all that rest will be there and everything. So I think we'll probably start up tomorrow while we were watching TV, plus the debates are tomorrow, too. So
Good times. So, yeah, all doing right. Great.
We're going to pop on into a little bit of.
The fridge is not prepared.
We have something to talk about in food today.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. All right. So, Lose It, one of the great programs that we use, they did a overhaul of their site, and they still have a free. They have two levels of memberships now. You have your free membership, which is your basic, and you have your premium. Now, what we've been using as basic members and stuff like that, we still get for free.
Right.
Regardless, the premium that you can get for right now for $24.99, and they're not a sponsor of the show. I'm gonna go ahead and just say that
they're not.
So $24,
but we just love them.
Yep. So for $24.99, you'll be able to make like groups. So like if everyone in AIE, you know, paid for membership, we could get into a group and we can do like a group weight loss thing and what I was doing manually by going by and adding all my friends and stuff. We'll be able, you know, be able to calculate all of that. So for $24.99, I thought about it. I'm not sure if I will or not. I may do it just to support them for 1 year and whatnot.
Maybe, yeah. And
then they also added some stuff called challenges. Like I'm in two challenges right now where you have to lose 17.7% of your body weight by next July. And that's because it's called the iPhone 5 challenge because the weight of the iPhone was reduced by 17.7%. So
I'm scared to do challenges because I'll just fail.
Well,
I'd just, rather just stick to my.
There are people joining that's just saying they're just joining because they're losing weight anyway, and they just want to be there to support people. Mm. Some people know they don't need to lose 17.7 pounds, you know, and actually it's not a whole lot. I mean, 17.7 of 200 is only 35.4.
Oh, you can do that easy.
Yeah. I mean, so it's not a lot. And then, like, I'm in another challenge to lose a pound a week up to Thanksgiving. And then, you know, it's just like little challenges like that. So, I mean, I'm joining those because I know I'm going to lose weight and everything. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun, you know. And then we have some awesome news here in Louisville.
Good
you want
news,
to talk about it?
Good news. So, we have joined the CSA. The CSA.
No, I thought you were talking about.
Okay. I thought. I didn't know it was the good news for Louisville. Sorry. Oh, I missed it. Restaurants are now required to put calories on the menu with some exceptions starting today. Right now.
Yep.
Today. So, the exceptions are, okay, if you are a restaurant and you have your calories available somewhere for viewing, whether it's in the store or whether it's online or whatever, you have to have the calories on the menu. If you don't have it on the web or anywhere else, you don't have to list it. So, but I doubt people are going to stop listing the calories, just cause, you know, they don't want to change their menus or the menu
right,
board. So
right.
It's exciting.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about it. It was funny where you were talking about how maybe people will stop. Will take their listings off the web so they don't have to list it.
Right.
I think that'd be an ass move if they did that.
It would be, but some people would do it.
Yep. And then also, speaking of eating healthy and stuff, we found a new veggie dip that is made from Greek yogurt. This dip is called Otria Veggie Dip, and they have like three flavors. They have like roasted red pepper, cucumber dill, and I can't remember what the other one is. And it's actually pretty doggone good. And we were totally shocked by it.
Yeah.
So that we can.
Yeah, it tastes almost like ranch. It tastes so close that it's great. We even went out and got some broccoli.
Yep. and the thing is that it's not as thin as ranch. So mm-hmm. It kind of clings on to the broccoli.
Which is amazing.
But when you have like a cup of broccoli, you don't have enough. You can't use 2 tablespoons of the dip for a cup of broccoli.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
You know.
But it's really good.
But
I was
it is really good.
It.
It was really good, and I'm glad that we found it also. And speaking of fresh vegetables, Renee and I joined a distribution. There's community-supported agriculture, or CSA. Here in Louisville, there's one called Grasshoppers, and it's a modified CSA. It's where the community can buy into shares of a farm, and you get baskets and stuff like that. And we have a link in the show notes, and it's grasshoppersdistribution.com.
With an S.
With an S. Yeah. Make sure you put the S on there for grasshoppers. And we actually pick up a basket on Thursday. And we'll be sharing what's in that basket. Well, we know what we're getting. We're getting some edamame. We're getting some soup. We're getting some lettuce, turnips, and some butternut squash, and a lot of fall vegetables.
It'll be interesting.
So, And with this CSA or Grasshoppers, where you get the basket and stuff like that of produce, you get what's in season. You don't get, you know, tomatoes that are grown in Mexico or somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So it's all local farm stuff. I did add on for this week, some chicken. It was a whole cut up chicken, you know, free range chicken and all this other stuff. And, you know, it's kind of from that whole Foods Inc. thing. And then also we're supporting locally. So we'll definitely see how that goes and everything. And I'm really excited, actually, to see what's in this basket.
Yeah, and I hope we like it. I really do.
I do too. And they have a lot of stuff like pasta and cheeses, and oh my goodness, a lot of stuff that we wish we could eat, but probably won't be able to.
We might have to give some of that away or eat very sparingly.
Yep.
I have to see what's going on.
Yep. And then, like we talked about earlier on the show, so what were we doing before we even got down here to record?
We were tilling our future garden.
Yep. So we went out and I rented a tiller and we were tilling the garden area out there that hadn't been tilled in almost 2 years.
Right.
And we were putting down fertilizer because it needed nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some fertilizer that had enough nitrogen in it. So it was like 2 to 3 pounds of nitrogen for 1,000 square feet. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got that out there and I think we're going to need a bigger tiller the next time we do it. And then also we're going to pick up some peat moss or some other dirt to put on top of that to till into the land. To garden with.
Right, right.
And I think it's going to help out a lot. I'm just really excited, you know. It was pretty cool to be out there doing that and everything. So you want to tell everybody our weekly update for...
I would love to. Sorry, yep. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
And it's week 15.
Week 15.
Yep.
A weight loss update. Jay lost a wonderful 2.4 pounds.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
And I had a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. She's been here for years.
4 pounds. Take that. And I'm back on track.
You're back on track. I knew you would be.
That's crazy.
And so the total for the week is 6.8. And our grand total for 15 weeks is 48.5 pounds.
No, it's 88.
I mean, oh.
It's 88 pounds. What were you looking at?
I don't. Oh, I was talking about how many pounds.
I was like, no, don't you lie to them. It's 88.
It's 88 pounds, and I've lost a total of 45.2.
And I've lost a total of 42.8.
42.8. So we're getting real close to losing to Danielle and or Akimley. Well,
I know.
It'll be an or Akimley.
It'll be a while.
Yeah. So I'm so ready to see, you know, when we hit that 100 pound mark, you know.
It's going to be great. Yep. It's going to be awesome.
So I think it's going to happen before our homecoming. Not our homecoming, but our, what's that place called?
Nerd-tacular.
Our housewarming.
Oh, housewarming?
Yeah.
You think? You think we'll hit 100 before then?
I think so.
We'll see.
I'm being positive.
You are being positive.
I am being so positive. So let's go ahead and jump into a little bit of odds and ends with Mr. Feisty. All right, so we have some birthdays this week. Birthdays.
Tuesday, we have Tyler Hurst. Hi, Tyler. Happy birthday.
Hi. And birthday. Todd Gupton is on Tuesday.
Ooh, happy birthday, Todd.
Yep. And then on Wednesday, we have B4 Tank Girl from the Tadpool.
What?
So, yeah.
Happy birthday, Tank Girl.
And then on Friday, we have Josh Moy from Nerdtacular.
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday to you, Josh, as well. And I'm not looking at your notes because I'm going off of my birthday list.
Okay, that's fine.
Who's the next birthday person?
Chris Basila.
All right, Necroholic.
Necroholic's
we used
birthday.
To rate Will.
Yep. It is Friday.
Yep.
It's awesome.
And do I know this guy? I know this guy. Oh, he's from my school. Okay. I just say
no one else knows. I'm just saying.
So I have a classmate whose birthday is also coming up. Who's coming up on the 20th? But that's all good. So
we gotta talk about the next thing. I'm super, 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 super excited.
Oh, where are my notes? So go ahead and tell them because I cannot find them.
So there was a Living Social this morning for a horse show, and I saw it, and I was like, I wish I could go, but I was like, and then Jay said he would like to take me to the horse show. And I was like, what? My mind was blown. Like, what?
I was like, what?
I was like, yes, yes, I'll go. I think I was more excited about that than when you asked me to marry you.
Probably. You know what? It doesn't surprise me at all.
So, and I found out that it's free during the day. I was like, we aren't paying.
After I bought my ticket,
I didn't
of course,
know you bought your ticket.
I was like,
I didn't know it was free. Or I would have been like, don't buy a ticket.
Right. So we're going to,
because I don't care what the events are. I just want to see horses.
And I'm excited about going down too because Renee said I can drive Black Lightning down.
You can.
So
even though it's not a country event, it's very English.
Well, a Saturn is not English.
It's more English than black.
Don't
lightning.
Be hating on on black lightning.
So it's called the Alltech National Horse Show, which you can take a look at alltechnationalhorseshow.com. And we're going November the 3rd.
Yep.
Super, super, super excited.
Yep. I'm excited too, you know, cause I wanted us to go when the fair was here, but you know, traffic into the fair can be crazy and whatnot.
I mean, traffic's gonna be crazy to this too, but it's fine.
Right. Right. So.
Not deal.
But yeah, let's go ahead and bump into a little bit of
podcast of the week.
So last week, on Wednesday, I was talking about, Hump Day Wednesday or something like that. And our good friend Rigor Mortis from the Blight Night podcast that he does as well. He mentioned that, another podcast called J&T Podcast, in a tweet. And I went and read the description of those folks, and they're a geeky couple out of Louisiana. And, it's actually the Joker and Thief podcast.
Yeah.
And so we gave them a listen that day, and
they're funny.
They are pretty doggone funny.
And I like that they're like, they are just straight up F bombs, and it is very explicit, but it's hilarious.
Right. So, so check them out at Joker and Thief podcast. If you're okay handling F bombs.
Yeah.
And
yeah. This is your warning.
Potential spoilers, you know.
Yeah, they do potential spoilers, so just be aware.
Yep. So they're like 10 shows in, and man, it's just awesome. I mean, we talked back and forth a little bit on Twitter, and it was good, you know. It was pretty funny, you know. But let's go ahead. Guess what we had? We had some people that
contact us, damn it.
So we actually had our first two voicemails.
We did.
Played two. Not one, but two voicemails. And let me get this set up here. So here's our first voicemail.
Yes, this is Bernie Mac calling, and I'm just calling to say, leave Mo alone, man. He didn't do anything wrong. You have to be nice to him. Don't hate. Appreciate.
All right,
go Mo. Bye.
Bernie Mac called from the dead.
I know. So Bernie Mac gave us a call.
See, and I was a skeptic, but now I'm not. Zombies are real.
Yeah. So Bernie Mac gave us a call, and he told us to leave Mo alone, because
I'm not sure why.
Because I guess.
I mean, why would he defend somebody who's never seen his show?
I don't know. Just messed up. I mean, did that sound like Bernie Mac? Oh, let's hear that one time.
Yes, this is Bernie Mac calling, and I'm just calling to say, leave Mo alone, man. He didn't do it.
No, that can't be Bernie.
Remain a skeptic.
That's somebody posing as Bernie Mac calling in. But we also got a second call, and here we go.
Hey, Valentine's, this is Mo. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to say thank you for your podcasting, and looking forward to hearing it every Monday. All right. Bye.
Man, that sounded a lot like Bernie Mac, didn't it? Man,
the voices are so alike.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know Bernie Mac and Mo sound almost alike, but anyway.
Thanks, Mo, for calling in.
But yeah, man, I hope we know you had a great birthday last Saturday and everything. And, you know, it'd have been cool if we could have been out hanging with you. But, you know, I don't think we're cool enough to hang with you, you know, with us being, you know, Bernie Mac fans and whatnot. And, you know, and not
that.
Being huge bear fans as
I can say Boo Bears.
Boo,
and then,
no, don't say Boo Bears.
And then
Mac.
Mohalen will never listen to us again.
No, don't say that. We like
Mohalen.
Take
it back. Not
take
Boo
it back.
Take no,
it back.
No. I was talking about Boo Bear, you know, like Yogi and Boo Bear.
Oh, Boo Bear. Okay. Yeah, Boo Bear, Boo Bear. All right. You got the next one?
I do. The next one, let's see. Baconway said, listening to the Cowboy and the Ice Flow looping on episode 78 of Valentine Cast. Always good to hear you guys. And we looped on 78. And,
yep.
It's awesome.
Yep. And then we have our last comment here from the J&T podcast. They said, listen to the Ice Flow, giving the cowboy hell for not reading the instructions on @ValentineCast. Sounds like my life.
I fail.
Why does everybody got a halo on me not reading the directions?
Because you don't read directions. Nah. I fail at reading comprehension sometimes.
Well, that was one time you didn't read directions. I can't.
No, I was talking about reading them. But anyway.
But no.
I know you're trying to play it off, but I want everybody to know that I failed.
But you didn't read directions on something, and it was funny.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't.
No, it was like recent, because I got on to you about reading directions, and I was like, read directions, Renee.
I don't know what it was. But anyway, if you want to reach us by email, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And the podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast.
You can call us like Bernie Mac and the Mo did. If Bernie can call from the grave, you sure as hell can call while you're still alive. If you want to do that, you can call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. My Twitter feed, that's Jay, is The Cowboy. That's CAOBOI. The Cowboy, CAOBOI. And if you want to reach Renee on Twitter, you can reach her at The Ice Flow, TheIceFlow. And I want to take a minute and say congratulations to Daniel J. Lewis on his 100 episodes of the Audacity to Podcast. Daniel has been a great help to us when we were first starting out and everything, and providing a great podcast for people that want a podcast. It's a podcast about podcasting.
People with podcasts like it.
And it's a podcast that gives you the tools you need to podcast. And he goes over technical stuff, how to build your audience, how you can just start from the very beginning with a very minimal setup. So check him out. I mean, just Google, I think it's the audacitytopodcast.com. So he had 100 episodes today, and he had people contributed 100 tips on podcasting.
Oh, that's awesome.
So today was the first day I got to watch it live. So it was pretty cool and everything. So congratulations to him. And yeah, it was a great week.
It was an awesome week.
And we want
to fun.
Yep. We want to thank you, our listeners, for calling, for listening
for bearing,
to us,
for bearing with my unmade up face.
And if you would, I mean, we don't ask for it often. Go out to iTunes and give us, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 stars, and let us know you're listening. Email us.
You can email us.
Call us. Tweet us too. And all that other stuff. I mean, we like to hear from you all. And it's just a great time. So you all have a great week, and remain healthy. Keep up the good fight. And lay low.
Fighting a good fight.
Keep fighting a good fight. Lay low. And no vague Facebook statuses.
Ugh, gross.
All right. Talk to you later.
That's it. Fun.